Arizona Sports, the local sports leader. This is the Coyote Coaches Show with Wolf and Luke.
So, Wolf, last night while you were falling asleep on the couch with a remote control in your hand, like you do.
Yeah, probably.
There was a headline, Ron Wolfley, happening, and I read, Tempe City Council unanimously approves the $2.1 billion project plan that will send it to Tempe voters during a special May 16th election. We're talking about the proposed arena and entertainment district. It will go to the people, and they will have their say on May 16th. So I'm imagining there's a lot of energy around Cardinals, around Coyotes HQ right now. And with that being the case, we go out to the head coach of the Coyotes, Andre Tourney, who joins us now as he does every week. Coach, you tell us, what's the energy and the buzz been like around the Coyotes today?
That's pretty good, honestly. We're really happy, obviously, about the vote, and I think that everybody's excited. We're looking forward to have finally the vote on May 16 and know exactly what's ahead of us and what's the next step moving forward. So it's exciting time.
Coach, do you ever talk to your players about this? Do you ever talk to them about this vote? Or is it just something you know they're thinking about and you just ignore it and go on and talk hockey?
Yeah, that's what we're doing, Wolf. We're not talking much about it. We maybe sometimes around the lunch table stuff about,
right,
not a meeting or whatever. That's, I think, first of all, it's, you know, for athletes or coaches, what will happen in a year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years,
right,
it's a lifetime. You know, yep, there's no need to be worried of what will happen in 4 years if we're not taking care of what should happen today,
right,
and what we have to do today. So that's what our focus is every day. It's what can we do today to be better? How can we be a better team today on and off the ice? And that's what we're talking about. And there's plenty of things to talk when you have those subjects. So that's what we're doing. And then when we go in the lounges and stuff, there's for sure there's a few comments, the TV's on, we get the news, and the guys are talking a little bit about it. And if there's too many questions, then what we did last year, example, when the player were wondering a few things, then Javier addressed the team, Billy addressed the team, or we have the proper channel to address the team to make sure we're not keeping the player in the dark or in the spot where they wonder what's going on. So
right,
we try to be as transparent as possible.
Well, you knew it was a big deal last night. Gary Bettman was in town, NHL commissioner, so that was all part of it last night. Of course, you just like to be home, period, at this point. When tomorrow night at the LA Kings, that's going to be game 11 of a 14-game road trip. So, Coach, what has this stretch been like for you and the team?
I think we're all right still. I think it was good to be back and easy this week and to have, again, we give the guys 2 days to be with their family, to enjoy Arizona, to enjoy the valley a little bit, to just breathe. I think that kind of stuff goes a long way. I think that's really important to have time here at home to be able to breathe a little bit, because at some point, hotel room and being in the road all the time, it get in your head a little bit, get your toll on your body. We just want to make sure we give those opportunities to our guys, and so far so good. The guys enjoy it, and we're ready to go, and it's exciting to know after that road trip we'll have the best schedule in the NHL.
You know, for me, Bear, just watching you guys scrap, you guys play so doggone hard, man. 4-4-2 in your last 10 games. Where are you guys playing better, in your opinion?
That's, it's any sport. Sometimes when you focus on something, you get better at it, but there's something else who drop a little bit. I think lately, defensively, on our maybe on our D zone play and a little bit on tracking, we're not as effective. But on the flip side, we're way more effective offensively. We focus on a few things offensively, and we got more confident, and we bear down on a few chances. And we have to be honest as well that Schmaltzy and Chick back in the lineup, that help as well. That is a highly talented player, so that help. But we score more goals lately. We score enough goals to have a chance to win every night. So that's positive. We need to get our special team back on track and just a little bit slightly better in our D-zone and keep working on our breakup.
All right, talking Coyotes hockey with head coach Andre Tourney. Your goalie, Karel Vemelka. Veggie had the shutout at Carolina. He has two shutouts this month. What have you learned about your goalie?
Veggie, so far in a year and some, what we saw from Veggie is when he's rested, when he has time to regroup and be energetic, he's an elite goalie. He plays. There's 3-4 stretch in a 2-year span where we had a lot of breaks and he was not as performant. So that's what we know about Veggie right now. Yes, we spread it a little bit, starting all of it, and he's during that month. He gave us a chance every night he's in the net. He's been really, really good. So, that's what I learned about Veggie.
So, Bear, you've got Lawson Kraus, who scored 10 goals in 20 games played. You got a 40-goal scorer on your roster in Lawson Kraus?
Yeah, we'll go one step at a time in the sense of the long season. And in the long season, you get stretch where you're really good. You're rolling, you're confident, you're making plays. And there's stretch where you make the same play, but the puck doesn't go in. And there's stretch where you don't play as well. So there, it's a process. It's a long season. Crosser is a really good player. We rely on him, but I don't want to put pressure on numbers on him. I think he's a good two-way player. He's physical. He's tough. He's very fast player, really well defensively, and he can score a goal.
Yeah, I tell you. And how about Clayton Keller, right? 21 points so far. That's the most by a Coyote through the first 20 games played in a season since Ladislav Nagy in 2003-04. How much upside is still left on Clayton Keller, Coach?
There's still a lot of... And the way of Kells did not have training camp as well. So, his game was, we'll say rusty in the sense of, when you don't have training camp, when you didn't play in 7 months, there's a few holes here and there creep in your game. I think he did a really good job at being competitive and working at those gaps and closing those gaps. And what I always said about Kells, he's really competitive. He really wants to be an elite player. He's not a player who just want to be a player or a good player. He wants to be the best player. So he's really competitive, and he always work at his game. So that brings a lot to the team.
Coach, thanks for your time, man. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you, Paul. Thank you, Wolf. Bye.